Jared was recently invited to a parent-teacher conference, and your son Eli was actually in the classroom when you showed up, right?
Yeah, it was with me and his mom, Heather, and two teachers.
Oh.
A third could not make it. I didn't know three. Yeah, actually, I did know three.
Three.
Had sent emails saying, hey, he's been joking a lot and getting up in class and talking a lot, being disruptive. And then his friends... He's like the class clown, and he's like the ringleader, and they do what he does.
I wonder where he gets that from.
When you're a leader, you're a leader. I mean, what can you say?
Good or bad.
When you're funny, you're funny. No, it's hard. I get it. But, I mean, I don't like that at all. I tell him every single day, and his mom does too, before any of this happened, just make sure you, like, we always say look for someone in the class that maybe doesn't have a friend and try to make their day better. And then also make your teacher's job easy. It's not an easy job.
Right.
And then also that's, we don't have to reflect poorly on you. Then these emails start coming in like one by one from different teachers, including Mr. Luck, who's a theater teacher, who is the most laid back person on earth and like almost like a family friend at this point. And we're like, oh, and they all had Ava, my daughter Ava, before a couple years ago. And she was a dream student. I'm not saying because she's my daughter. It's just true. Because obviously I'm telling the other part too. And Eli's a good kid, but it's like he is now that kid that comes to class like, what's he going to do today? And I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I decided on that he will get, you know, like one less snack when we go to Disney World.
What?
I told him the suggestion that I've actually used against him before but haven't followed through.
Which is, I'm guilty of that too.
But like dead serious, and it's going to happen. I've already told his teachers that this is on the line. He's growing his hair out, and it's longer than it's ever been. That he will have a buzz cut, high and tight, military cut, if I get one complaint going forward.
Oh, my gosh. So you are doing. And by the way, if you don't have kids our age or his age, that is like the worst thing on the planet right now.
It's like ruining their whole life forever.
He's 12. You know, he has girls, you know, talking to him. He's talking to girls.
Hair is life, bruh.
Yeah, all his friends have long. Yeah, it is. You know, it's all about their hair and, you know, the swoop and all the different, you know, the messy style, the messy look.
Don't let it fool you, or don't let anybody tell you that it's just girls who care about their appearance. The boys, I think, are worse.
I think now they're worse.
I think they're worse.
Well, they will cry if they get their hair cut.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, women have always, like, to this day, I say I could never do that to my daughter, is make her get her hair cut over punishment. That, to me, is detrimental. So I think guys care, but still there's something different about women in it.
Yeah, but things are changing. And guys, it's like the image.
We
can maybe not say it's all about your image. Maybe not about your actual looks.
And it's middle school and high school where it's so hyper-focused on like being cool and fitting in. And, oh, you got the Yeezy slides or those knockoffs or you got the Jordans. I mean, it's like, oh, which was the same when I was in school, the Jordans.
Yeah, but
fake
it's also, but the
different.
Change is happening too, where it's like cool to have the dupes. It's cool to have, you know what I mean?
It's like cool to go to Goodwill.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
What did he say, your son Eli say, when you told him the possible haircutting situation?
He walks in my room. My room is on the main level. So after school, I hear him come in off the bus. I'm in there with Ezra, and Ezra and I are playing or whatever in my room. And he comes in. He's like, what's up, bro? Bro, what's up, bro? I'm like, what's up, man? What's up, player? You know, I'm not. I turn into Jay-Z. No, but
he's
I was like.
Dad, stop.
I said, Dad, you're so mid. But I was like, no. I said, how was school? He's like, good. I was like, was it? He's like, it was good. And then he gets this basketball that he has like for a basketball goal in his room.
Yeah, yeah.
The
over
smaller
the door.
Plastic one, the overdoor one. And he's just hitting it off the wall the whole time he's talking to me. I'm like, can you please stop? What? No. Who cares? Dad, look at my form. I'm like, can you please stop? I want to talk to you. And I'm trying to talk to him. He keeps doing it. I'm like, this is the problem. You're not listening.
Yep.
Stop. And then Ezra's like, listen. You need a lesson. He's three. You need a lesson. Eli, not listen. And so he put the ball down, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, we talked to your teachers. If you...
We also discussed this with everybody.
Said on the air, he's like, bruh.
We all agree.
Bruh, why? Everyone agrees, and even our syndicated station.
Yes.
Agree that if I get one email that's negative from one teacher from this day forward to the end of the year, you're getting a buzz cut. I thought he was going to spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
No! That's the worst punishment ever. I'll do anything but that. He said, those words, I will do anything but that. I'll take any punishment but my haircut. I'm like, you know what you just did? You sold it even more.
Yes. 100% yeah. Solidified.
He's like, oh,
so
man,
was
man,
he
no.
Ready to give up his phone?
Yeah, he would give him the phone, his PlayStation, his TV.
Over the haircut.
It sounds spoiled. Maybe he is. All the different things.
Maybe he is.
I mean, you know, it's like every kid has it now.
It's like
everything.
Yeah, your starter pack.
Right. And not, you know, but he'd rather be grounded for the rest of the year. I mean, over getting one haircut.
What is the deal with that?
Like, I don't know. And his friends are the same way. Mm-hmm. And I said, but how short? I said, as short as I want it to be. I said, but it's going to be, because Ezra's hair is short.
Yeah.
So it'll be shorter than Ezra's hair. He's like, what? No, bro. I'm not a little kid, bro. I said, don't act like one.
Does he also like melt into the ground?
Yes.
They fall into the ground.
It's like their bones. Yes. Their bones like turn into gelatin. They just, and he falls to the ground.
Yeah.
And like, so anyway.
You're so dramatic.
And he's like, what level? Like, what guard? I'm like, dude, how about this? Don't act up.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
You'll never find out.
But you're not going to like it. And he goes, okay, bro. And I was like, all right. And so later that night, he said, my teacher said that I did much better today. I'm like, okay. Good. And as soon as he said it, I swear, I got an email from his teacher.
No.
Mm. Yep. And I'm like,
oh, no.
And it's the one that initially started the whole thing.
Yes.
I don't want to say her name. She's very nice, though. And I'm like, and it says Eli.
Oh, boy.
And I read it, and it goes, Eli was much better today.
Oh, good.
It was like an addition to the classroom.
Okay.
I'm like, oh. Oof. I put the clippers back in my pocket. Yes. Like, you're safe for today. I have it like on a holster now.
Yes.
And so we'll see.
Okay.
Now, do you think, and you might be against me on this, do you think if you notice better behavior in the next several weeks and he's getting good reviews, do you think there's some kind of, I know some people don't like this, but I like it, positive reinforcement with a reward?
I'm big on positive reinforcement. I don't want to.
You can buy some extensions.
Look at Katie. Katie's
make
already.
His hair longer.
Or Katie already puts her nose
extensions.
Up in the air.
No, I'm not going to reward him for doing what he should do.
He should be doing
but
that.
But if I get like a above and beyond type thing, and his grade, we already have a system. If he has good grades, that there's some rewards, A for A's and B's, C's nothing. And actually, we said C's, you don't get anything. You can eliminate the A's and B's depending on the situation. And so we already have that in place. But yeah, if it's like above and beyond, and his behavior at home, it's not just at school, at home, better behavior than.
So Katie put her nose up to that, and so you're saying, if there's an improvement, even though that's what he should have been doing in the first place, you're saying no, because that's what should have been doing.
Yes.
But there has been a lot of research and studies that says when you have somebody gets doing things better and you reinforce that, even if they are supposed to be doing it, it actually can be more successful in the long run.
I think that you can reward the behavior that they should be doing with words of affirmation. I think that you can constantly compliment them and tell them that you're proud of them and that they're making a good decision. But that behavior is already expected.
Yeah.
And if they're not doing it,
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Right.
But they have shown that other rewards, even on what's expected, actually leads to more of a long-term.
I think
even
if you're
more
learning, like let's say you're potty training, you're learning a new task.
Right.
And then that, I can understand the reward is that you're learning the new task. He knows how to sit in the classroom and behave.
Right.
He's just choosing not to.
Yeah, that's true, but okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think for other things, Jason, I would be totally for it.
Yeah.
And I have, and we are, like with good grades and good behavior.
To me, I would be like, you know, you've been so good for this month. Let's go out to your favorite restaurant for dinner tonight or something like that.
That's the problem. It seems like that happens too much as it is.
Right, that's not like a price.
Yeah, which, again, it is spoiled. Like, my parents, I loved my childhood, but I mean, going out to eat was a treat.
That was not a thing for us.
But
McDonald's was the treat,
exactly.
Every once in a while.
And now there's, I think I read some report the other day, it's like several hundred thousand different restaurants in the country.
Yeah.
Like different restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, but anyway, that's a side note.
Yeah.
So I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
And if he does, with his permission, I will film it and publicly shame him as well.
Wow. With his permission. With video.
Mm. You don't need permission. He's a minor,
be
right?
Like,
he's your
I'm
son.
The dad and I make the decision. Thanks.
I'm just saying that so I don't look as bad. When I post
you're
it.
Not going to look bad.
Some will.
If you explain
you're
the
some,
situation,
you're exploiting him. Some people will think.
We don't want to be friends with him anyway.
With the people like that?
Weak on crime.
Yeah, I mean,
shut up, Katie.
Your group.
If you explained the situation,
people would understand.
People some. That I know and respect would understand it.
Right. And the thing is, I don't want to get lost. Like, he is my son, but he is a good kid. He's smart and he's fun and he's really funny. And he's talented in many ways. that's why I don't like the negative attributes of the not listening and trying too hard to, you know, to be, or being disruptive,
yeah, yeah,
to overshadow the good. Because, you know, some people, I've always said there's some people that have high negative. I'm not saying he does, but have high negatives. They do all these good things, but their one personality trait, you ignore all the other ones because you can't see past it.
Yeah, I think we know.
I literally wasn't thinking of anybody in particular.
Like, I kind of know.
What?
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 Say it.
I didn't say anything. I said, I think
you're,
I know,
Jason?
Someone like that. No, I did not say anybody's name.
You did not.
I did not say a single person's name.
All right.